I said, praise the Lord. I can't hear you. I can only hear Mama here. Praise ye the Lord. 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 The Lord is good. Ah, come on. The Lord is good. You are here now. He tells me he's good. Hallelujah. Some of you I only saw last year, and now you are here. Praise ye the Lord. Bless you, sir. Hallelujah. I'm glad to see you, sir. And I truly mean that. I truly mean that. I'm glad to see you. You know, Lord, you know why? Without him. Without him, there's no seeing. Without him, there's no touching. Without him, there's no feeling. Without him, there's no eating. There's no dirty dishes. Without him. In him, we live. In him, we move. In him, we have our being. There's nothing you are. There's nothing I am. There's nothing I ever hope to be without him. Hallelujah. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. I don't know if it's me, but I think I'm not hearing myself on this mic. Hallelujah. I want to welcome everybody. Everybody to the house of the Lord. You know, the psalmist said, I was glad when they said, let's go into the house of the Lord. You know, for people like myself, the house of the Lord is a place that I can receive help. It's like hospital to somebody like myself. It's like hospital to the sick. Amen? It's like hospital to the depressed. Amen? So the psalmist said, I was glad. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Because he said, where two or three are gathered, he says he's there in their midst. I said, he said so. I didn't say so. He said he's there in their midst. Hallelujah. Now I can hear myself. Folks, we want to apologize. We are still trying to fine-tune everything here. So it'll take a few days and retuning and what have you. When you set these things out of sync, move things around, this is sometimes what happens. So bear with us. Sometimes when you are doing reconstruction and remodeling, things happen. There's bumps on the road here and there. And eventually, you say, woo! This is good. Hallelujah. Everybody like what the Lord has done for us here? Come on, give him a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. I'm glad. I'm happy. It's the Lord of Sweater. I want to thank you for bearing with us when we're over there trying to, you know, put the house in order and the like. We appreciate you, all those that put in some sweat equity into this project. Some of us, some stayed here at night, 7:30, 9:30, 10:30, stuff like that. But to him, be all the glory. To him, be all the glory. Should there be any praise? Amen. You know, some people look at the so many letters after their names. Some people, you cannot call them except you call their title. Amen. I remember my brother was telling me of a brother, of a gentleman. He has so many letters behind his name. You are calling me Mr. I am Reverend, Doctor, every title after his name. You wanted to be called by those titles. I want to thank God for those who have all those titles. But that's not a ticket to heaven. How many of us know that? There's only one way to heaven. Hallelujah. Who knows that way? Jesus said, I am the way, I'm the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Whosoever cometh to him shall never die. Jesus, Jesus. Hey, the truth and the life. Whosoever cometh to him shall never. Jesus, Jesus. Hey, the truth and the life. Yeah, whosoever cometh to him shall never die. Praise ye the Lord. You know, that reminds me of a history years ago when we just believed. it takes you back to the cross. Amen. How many does that song take back to the cross? It takes me back to those days when I just believed him. Are there songs like that that take you back? Another one goes, take me back. Jesus, take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Jesus, take me back. Dear Lord, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first believed you. Take me back, Jesus, take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Man, those were days, man. You couldn't wait to witness. You couldn't wait to tell your neighbor. You couldn't wait to be called SU. You couldn't wait. Are you still ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I'm not ashamed. Amen. Some of us, they said, it's just youthful exuberance. You soon get over it. Hallelujah. And it's been 10. Been 20, been 30, been 40 years. I was still trucking by his grace. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, we exalt you. We appreciate you. We thank you for who you are, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming us to yourself. Thank you, Father, Lord, for calling us by your name. Thank you, our King, because if it was left to men, some of us will not qualify for heaven. If it was left to men of knowledge, of wisdom, of stature, of finance, some of us will not qualify. But we thank you, Lord, because you took it out of the hands of the wise, the prudent. You have revealed it unto babes, for so is pleasing in your sight. So where can anybody boast? Save in the cross of Jesus. Thank you, our Lord and our God, for making us partakers of this divine nature. Thank you, Lord, for counting us worthy to be co-laborers with you in the vineyard. Thank you, Lord, because it's not because we have done anything right. In fact, we have done everything wrong. But because of your mercies that are new every morning, because of your faithfulness, even when we are not faithful, you remain faithful. Thank you, Lord, for picking us up when we fall. Thank you, Father, Lord, for encouraging us when we feel like throwing in the towel. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies that surround us every day, that are new every morning, for your faithfulness, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the adoration. We give you it all back to you, Lord. Should there be any praise? Should there be any other boy? Should there be any thank you that we can ascribe to a human being? Father, we give it all back to you because you are worthy of it all, Lord. The elders that have gone before, they said they laid down their crowns, all their trophies. What a day will be, Lord. Father, count us worthy. Count us worthy, Lord, to see you face to face in the name of Jesus. Everybody at the sound of my voice, count us worthy, Lord, because not of works of righteousness, but by your grace alone, by your mercies alone, we are what we are. Count us worthy, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Having come this far, some of us have come to know you maybe a week, maybe two, maybe a year. And maybe those that do not know you, Lord, draw them closer to the cross in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our God. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus upon everybody here. Father, I plead the blood of atonement on everybody here, Lord. The blood of mercy that speaks beautiful and wonderful things to give each and every one of us unexpected, and I plead the blood of Jesus. Father, Lord, every heartache here, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you meet everyone at their point of need. Some are looking up to you
for various things, Lord. We are looking up to you, Lord, for various things. If you ask a kid in the school, he's saying, Lord, help me concerning my papers. I have an exam. I have a test. You ask a mother, I say, Lord, I have a daughter. Maybe who's lost? I have a daughter. I have a son. I'm praying he gets married. I have a family who's sick. Father, hear from your holy habitation and send comfort in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. You are worthy of it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, and as we share the word of life with one another, take over my voice, I pray in the name of Jesus. Shut my intellectual mind out, Father, and take over in the name of Jesus. Let me decrease into thin air. Be thou lifted up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, part two. The last time I was here, the title was Build Up the Wall, Be No More a Reproach. We went through the book of Nehemiah. Everybody remember that? So if you're listening to this online, go to listen to part one. This is a continuation of that sermon, and then the whole thing becomes whole. Amen. It becomes a totality when you listen to both messages. So my title today is Build Up the Wall, so we be no more a reproach. That's in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17. In a brief summary of the previous sermon, Nehemiah was a butler to King Artaxerxes. They were taken to captivity, very sad, very sorrowful, as he went before the king, and the king said, what's your problem? You've always been happy before me. Long story short, the king, Artaxerxes, said, what do you need? He said, look, I need to go back. My country is in ruins. Why shouldn't I be sad? So the king gave him all he needed and went back. He got into Jerusalem. He made a tour of the place. The walls have been battered. And then the enemies of the cross, the enemies of Israel, the Sambalats and the Tobias, they rose up against him, against Nehemiah, in rebuilding the temple. Amen? And we said, why? Why? Have you been at the job place? And this person just won't give you a break. He's just on your neck. We went through the summary of that. Listen to that and see why sometimes people, you've not hurt them, you've done nothing, you're just going about your business, gently, quietly. And they just can't get off your neck. Praise the Lord. But you know, the Lord is a way maker. Through it all, the walls were built. And the enemy were put to shame. Now, in a lot of times, us as Christians, we take everything, it's all spiritual. There are certain things we need to do. There's always a promise, and there's a premise to it. Can somebody say amen? There's always a promise. He said, like he said, if my people that are called by my name will do this, will do this, then I will do this. That's the premise. It makes a promise. There's a condition to it. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, I'm just going to summarize this. Tobias, we went to the meaning of his name, Tobias, Sambalat. They sought to harm in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 2. They sought to harm the Israelites. They sought to harm Nehemiah. They sought to intimidate him. They sought to deceive him. They even sent false prophets. They sent prophets. They were his gifted people. Gifted people. The prophetess Nehodias or something like that was her name. Prophesying evil and everything. Sometimes you run into a situation. Even gifted people, they start saying things. You say, where is this coming from?
This is not the word of God. Have you been in a situation like a few weeks ago, a brother called me, said, texted me, said, I got to call you. You got to call me. This is very important. I said, okay. I was held in a meeting, so I listened to him. He says, very important. I go, okay. I called him. He said, I had this dream that this and this and this and this happened to you. Okay. So I listened to him. When he's finished, he prayed his prayer. I said, okay. So I called him back. Whenever it is, as believers, you have a dream, a negative dream concerning anybody, it is the plan of the enemy. How do I know it? Because the Bible says the thought I have towards you is always good. Can someone say always good? Always good. Anything contrary to that, the enemy has done it. My enemy is planning it. So I told him. I said, you know, the reason the Lord told you to tell me that dream? He said, because he wants me to correct you. You know, he believed whatever he saw. Oh, you have had a dream, I'm a this and that and that and that. He will come and say, ain't coming to pass. Hallelujah. Ain't coming to pass. The enemy thought to take my brother while he was visiting Nigeria. Not under this watch. Amen? And he's here and he's trucking. Praise the Lord. The devil has not come for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But God has come to give us life and life more abundantly. Can somebody say amen? That is God's established word. He signed it and sealed it in his blood. Anything contrary to that, it is the enemy has done it. I said, so, listen. When you have such a dream, you go to your closet and deal with it. When you see it, feel the release. It will never come to pass. It will never come to pass. One few years ago, sister said, bro, please pray for me. She said, oh, they had this lump in the breast and this and that and that. So I went to pray. The Lord told me, said, quit praying for her. He said, go pray for her mother. So I went to pray for the mother. The mother was in Nigeria, to the best of my knowledge. Suddenly we got to a party. I saw the mom. The next time I heard, the mama was in the hospital. So we went to the hospital. I said, sister, as far as you know, the sun will rise tomorrow. Your mom is going to get out of this sick bed. Because this and this is what I saw then, and I know she's going to get out of this bed. See, ladies and gentlemen, she got up and she's fine. Praise ye the Lord. So all the forces, all the dreamers, and everything contrary to the word of God, that the enemy may see through any prophet or prophetess, it will not come to pass concerning you. In the name of Jesus. So, he had a vision, Nehemiah, to build the wall. To build the wall that was in ruin. I said to us in part one of this message, the purpose of this message is to look at this message personally, as a family, husband and wife, as a GMI family, then expand it to the church, amen, the entire body of Christ. There are seven viewpoints I want to bring out of this book of Nehemiah. One, in the olden days, walls were built around the city. Some of them were as thick as 6 feet. And when an invading army wanted to come, they came in with their badgering, whatever it took for them to break that wall down. Amen? Those of you who have read the Bible, you see that walled city. Same thing. Us as families, we need to build a wall. We need to build a wall. Save through sin and what have you, the snake will bite if the hedge is broken. So we do need to mend those walls. We need to mend those walls. Praise the Lord. One infrastructure, one part of the, one feature of a wall was what you call a tower. There's always a lookout tower that's higher than the wall. Anybody know that? Reading through the scriptures? Say, watchman on the wall, watchman on the wall. So there's always a watchman
who goes that tower. So when there is an invading army is coming, he tells the people, he says, listen, he blows a trumpet. He says, there's an invading army coming. So what's the purpose of that? Is to warn, to keep the people safe, to keep the enemy out. Amen? In your family, husband and wife, personally, as kids going to school, GMI church, if you're part of an assembly, if you're part of a fellowship, you have to help build the wall. You cannot be going to a service, you cannot be going to a church and begin to say and utter things, negative things concerning that assembly. You are not part of it. I don't care how much you give or don't give. You cannot help. You cannot break the wall. Can somebody say amen? You cannot tear down. You cannot tear down what God is building. You may not understand it, but you cannot tear it down. Praise the Lord. So first thing, you have to have the tower. And the tower, lookout tower, is like the man who has the vision. He's seen above. He's seen beyond what everybody else has seen. He could have a prophetic gift. He could have a gift of visions. He could just have an idea that finally it begins to materialize because he has foresight. Praise ye the Lord. Some of you are in businesses today. You're in school today. You have visions. You have goals and desires. That's part of being a watch, looking far ahead into the future. Planning. Praise ye the Lord. Two. You have to be purpose driven. You have to have a vision. Amen. Habakkuk. He said, write the vision, make it plain, that he that readeth may what? Run. So you have to write your vision. This will color, will tie into everything we have been saying last 2-3 weeks regarding the vision, the GMI vision. Vision, personal vision, family vision, church vision, God's vision, amen, for his body. Praise ye the Lord. You notice in the book of Nehemiah, what was his vision? What was his mission? Somebody know what his mission was? Talk to me. To build the wall. That it was clear. That was his mission. So it has to be clear. We talked about GMI vision, the 2020 vision. Amen? We are making it plain. So that he that has ears may hear. We are having a 2020 vision. Towards 2020. 20 families brought into the household of faith to know Jesus as their personal Savior. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, is that of God's will? It is God's will. God said, go ye out into all the nations. Go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. So is it past? So your vision has to be tied with God's vision. If it's not tied to God's vision, make a U-turn. If it's contrary to God's vision, make a U-turn. Amen? It has to be tied to God's vision. If it's not there, in whatsoever you do, acknowledge him. He said, all thy ways. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. Two. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 7. Praise the Lord. Come on. Give it to me, people. Proverbs, to somebody back there. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Go ahead. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. Whatever it is you want to do, all thy ways. And what will he do? He will direct your path. He will tell you the path you should go. You may want to do medicine. Then he will direct you. Okay, what part of medicine? Because, you know, the devil could set a trap.
If you maybe you're going to neuroscience or you're going to gynecology or what have you, then he'll direct you into that path. The way is broad, but the path is very narrow. Have you walked through a path in Africa? Maybe only one of yourself and the bicycle cannot go through that place. Is that true? In the village. Is the path where you quickly run into the bush when the bike is coming? Because it's narrow. And you know also, narrow is the way that leads to everlasting life. Can somebody say amen? Commit thy way unto the Lord, and he will direct your path. Make it plain that he that readeth may run. Hallelujah. Number three, he prayed continually. Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 1. He prayed concerning what his vision was. Chapter 1, Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4. And it came to pass when I heard these words, the news concerning the woes that had happened to Jerusalem, I sat down, wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. So he committed to, he prayed also. He just didn't go ahead and start. He prayed. He fasted. He did whatever it took. So that, you know what, he can go. Not just in the broad way, but in the path. So you can pray. So you are in the path. Amen? Praise the Lord. Number, let's look at Isaiah. Nehemiah chapter 13. Because in that place, he just says, he prayed there. Maybe that was in the beginning. Every step of the way you hear this man praying, committing all the activities, all the daily events into God's care. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 13. Not just was he praying for the whole event, he was also praying for himself that he was in what he was doing. He said, Father, as I'm doing this, please don't pass me by. As I'm doing this thing for your children, please remember me too. Amen? As you are laboring for the household of faith, say, Lord, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me too. In the day that you count your jewels, remember me. He was always praying for the people. Another man that was always praying for the people of God was what? Moses. Moses, you remember that? Always praying. Samuel says, woe is me. If I pray not for you, say to him, it will be seen. Hallelujah. So commit all you're doing to God's hand, and he will direct your path. Pray and continually pray about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at a few verses where he was praying there, remembering himself. Father, chapter verse 14, he said, remember me, O my God, concerning this. Wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for the officers thereof. Verse 22, say, remember me, O my God, concerning this also. Spare me according to the greatness of thy mercies. Ha, he was praying. Please don't pass me by, O. I've come to church on Sunday. I've come to church on Wednesday. Please don't pass me by, O. I've done this, I've done this. I've given this, I've given. Ba, please remember this. Let it count. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. He was praying for himself and was praying. In chapter 4, you see a lot of other scriptures, but I got to move on. Isaiah 62. I just want to read that concerning what God says about our prayers. 62 verse 6. He said, I've set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. Can put your name there, GMI. We shall never hold their peace. Put your name of your family there. We shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent. And give him no rest till he establish. Till he establish, till he make Jerusalem.
till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Till he make your son, he make your daughter, he make the situation you're praying about be a praise. Can somebody say amen? He said, don't give him rest. I didn't say it. Did you see it in the scriptures? He said, don't give him rest. So keep on asking him about it. Hallelujah. Maybe you know somebody who's praying for the fruit of the womb. Don't give up. He said, come on, keep asking me about it. And soon and very soon, it's going to be all right. Praise ye the Lord. He said, the Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. Surely, I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies. Amen. He said, you will not labor in vain. The enemy will not eat at your table. You will not labor and put money into a basket of holes. That is what he's saying. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Have you met people who have so much money and the money is taking them nowhere? It's not, there's no record of it in heaven, on earth. They are sick and beyond sick. A few years back, my wife took care of one of those people. Years ago, he was eating through a tube in his stomach. And he had hotels galore. He said, my wife, whenever you are at Susu place, he said, just give him my name. But half of his body was gone. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Praise ye the Lord. Number four, he planned and strategized. All hands on deck. Nehemiah chapter 3, 8 through 12. Let's go real quick. Nehemiah chapter 3, 8 through 12. All hands on deck. That's what we are saying in this church. If you have an idea, later on, be ready to run with it. Don't just talk about it. Take the bull by horn. Somebody doesn't fulfill you. Take the bull by horn and run with it. Praise you, the Lord. Not just talk. We are not in the talking business. Can somebody say amen? I say it's not just talk. Talk is cheap. A lot of people say this and they say this and they're not there to do the work. One people want to get their hands dirty and let's do the work so I may rebound to us, for us in heaven. It's only anything that we do for Jesus that counts. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's only that which is done for the Lord that counts. In the summation of it all. Praise the Lord. May everything you do towards the kingdom may count for you in the crossroads of life. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. So we see, they planned and strategized. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 8. As they were building the wall, he put different people in different places. And he, as a leader, his hands were dirty too. When I say dirty, he got dirty. He did the work. He was a servant leader. He was willing to do the work. Three verse eight. Next, he just put different families at different places while they were building the wall. He had goldsmiths. He had chemists. He had politicians. Even there's a man there, verse 12. And next to him, repaired Shalom, the son of Halohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, and his daughters. So the daughters were bricklayers also. You say, but how? I'm a doctor. What are you talking about? It didn't matter. The daughters were bricklayers. There was no gender when it came to the service. What was needed? Amen. He has given unto some prophets, teachers. There are prophetesses. Amen. One of the bad guys was a prophetess. Nohadiah, what was her name? But there are real prophetesses. Amen. And there are real prophets. There are evangelists. Amen. So don't discount and enhance who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The man had no sons. So he took his daughters. Maybe they put on long skirts.
and they were on the ladder and put on some trousers under this thing, and they were doing bricklayer work. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. He did whatever it took to get the work done. They progressed as he planned. Let's look at verse Nehemiah chapter 4. Oh boy. Nehemiah chapter 4, 13 through 23. I'm going to read this. Bear with me, real quick. This is what he did. These men who are so much against him, verse 13, he said, Therefore set I, that was Nehemiah, who was the leader, in the lower places behind the wall, and on the high places I set the people after their families, with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto nobles and to the elders and to the rest of the children of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, for your sons, for your daughters, your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us. This was Sanballat and Tobias. They were planning so much evil against the building of this wall, that their counsel was brought to naught. The counsel of the Tobiases and Nehemiahs concerning you, concerning your family, concerning the church, concerning the GMI visions, it will not come to pass. Amen. It will not come to pass. Hallelujah. Tell them it's not possible to their faces, to the false prophets, no matter. You say if it's not of the Lord, it is not of the Lord. The Lord has not, because the thoughts he has towards you is always good. Amen? Bro, I said the thoughts he was always good. When they wrote, they were writing and writing. A brother said, I couldn't see the handwriting of ordinance love writing. And the Lord, my brother's clean escaped when death came knocking on his door. Amen? Amen. Not here. I'm not at home. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Verse 16. And it came to pass from that time forth that half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held bows and spears in their hands, and bows and the habergeons and the rulers were behind. So he set everything in order. He put people in different strategic places. All hands on deck in this church. We want everybody to get engaged. There's no sitting on the pews. There's no room for it. There's no accommodation for it. Hallelujah. There's something he did. That's number five. That was number four. Number five, next P. He progressed with determination and resolve. With determination, he was determined, he was resolved. You have to be resolved that no matter what, I'm moving on. Praise ye the Lord. Despite all the naysayers, despite everything around you, I am moving on. Resolved. That's five. Six. He prodded the people on. In other words, he encouraged himself and the people. You see that in Nehemiah chapter 4. He encouraged himself. Just like David said, he encouraged himself. There were times you go out, it's just not working. You go to witness, just not working. What's going on? Let's just keep on keeping on. Amen. You witness this one, he says no. You witness that one, you feel discouraged. Made you pray. Just keep. It is the Lord who does the conversion. One man waters, your one soul waters, the Lord gives the increase. Praise ye the Lord. So he encouraged himself and encouraged the people. Nehemiah chapter 4, look at verse 14. He said that, and I looked and rose up and said to nobles and to elders and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight, fight. They kept encouraging. You know one weapon that the devil used here concerning Nehemiah? He used, these people used against them, the Sambalas and Tobias, was fear. Fear. Look at what he said in chapter 6. I think it's chapter 6. Chapter 6 of Nehemiah. Let me read. Several things this guy did. He said, come. And verse, let me start at verse 3. 2. He said, Sambalat and Geshem sent to him, verse 2, come, let us meet together in some village in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. They thought to do me mischief. He said, come. Probably they wanted to kill him. Verse 4. And let's do 3. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come to you? Yet, verse 4, they sent unto me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Verse 5, they sent Sambalat his servant unto me in like manner the 5th time. It kept going. Look at verse 8. Then I sent unto him, saying, he concocted so many stories. Verse 9, for they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work that it be not done. Say, now therefore, God, strengthen our hands. Say, now therefore, God, strengthen my hand. Can you say that? Concerning situation? Say, now, Lord, strengthen my hand. Oh, come on, somebody. Say, Lord, strengthen my hand. Strengthen my hand. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Verse 9, try to make them afraid. Once fear comes in, even your kids going to school, you are trying to do an exam. How many of your kids are in the house who are in school? You walk into the exam hall and you're afraid. Does that happen to you sometimes? Will I pass? Will I fail? Get rid of it. You've done your homework. You've done what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Be resolved. Say, thou spirit of fear, get out of here. So cast the spirit of fear out, even as you are doing your exams. Can you say amen? Can you say amen, teenagers out there, college folks? God has given us the victory. Praise the Lord. So he used fear over and over again. Look at that chapter. Look at chapter 14. David sent the prophetess Noadiah and all the prophets that have put fear in me. Verse 14. They said, so you will have prophetesses who will come and prophesy lies to you to put fear in your heart. You see them, they probably have 1 or 2 gifts. But if they speak not according to the word of what God has said concerning you, believe it not. Can you say amen? And they try to put fear. Verse 14, you see fear. Verse 19, fear, fear, fear. Every time Jesus said, people say, fear not. Amen? Fear not. Fear not. When fear gets in there, every kind of negative and sickness comes in there. You cannot focus. From fear, you become what? Discouragement. Discouragement, despondency, despondency, depression. If you follow that path of fear. But cast it away. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 7. The leadership has to be people servants. Let me, in rounding up, let me say one thing these people did, and which you and I always do, never do. Do not throw down your spiritual weapon. Do not put down your spiritual weapon for 1 second. Did you hear me? Don't throw it down. The word of God concerning God's promise for you, for your family, for the church, for GMI, for the body of Christ. Don't throw it down. Don't discard it for a minute. That is what Nehemiah did. What did he say he did? With one hand, they were building the wall. With the next hand, they had the dagger and the spear on their side. Amen? Don't put the weapon down. When you put it down, the enemy will try to sting. When you look at the situation, you say, this is more than I can handle. Remember the promise of God. Remember the word of God. Concerning that situation. Concerning your life. That's what Nehemiah did. They didn't throw down their weapon. Do you believe what I said in the book? You want to read it? Hallelujah. I know you believe me, but time doesn't permit me to read it all. Nehemiah chapter 4. Look at verse 18. Let me start at 17. And it came to pass, 16, and it came to pass that time, as when time, that half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half held both the spears and the shields and the bows, and the habergeons, that's this metal bracelet, it's like a wire thing that they wear. And rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, verse 17, that's 4:17, they sat, and they that sat bear burdens with those that laid it. Everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand had his weapon. Verse 18. For the builders, everyone had his sword gathered by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. So they did not put their weapons down. Don't put your spiritual weapon down for 1 minute. If your husband is not doing what he's supposed to do, your wife, don't get on her case. Start praying. Bless your weapon. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And then he said, in what places ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. Our God shall fight for us. The Lord will fight for you. He has gone before you. We know the beginning from the end. The dice is already rigged in your favor. Do you know that? The dice are rigged in your favor because you have both the judge on your side by reason of the blood. He's on your side. He's also your advocate. Amen. So tell me what. Who can therefore bring a charge against the elect of God? It is Christ that died, and he died for me. He said, behold, he is finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I finished this message, I went to lie down. And the Lord brought this to my mind. As we move ahead with the Vision 2020, by the grace of God, he gave me this scripture, John chapter 14, I think it was, verses 1 through. He said, behold, I go to prepare a place for you. So that where I am, there you may be also. As it is in heaven, so it will be on earth. We are not serving God in vain. Amen? There is a trophy that you expect. Say, my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. Amen? He said, so that where I am, there you may be also. That is the promise of the Father. Praise ye the Lord. As we set up this 2020 vision, there's going to be a trophy to encourage the people. Amen. Whether it's distinct, whether it's the whichever group, whether it's the families, 20 families, bring 20 children, whatever, whatever, we're going to go into the details of this. There'll be a trophy for which the winning family, maybe the winning teenager, who get with more souls, amen, we'll get a trophy. A form of encouragement. To those who are ready to do the work. Can somebody amen? Let's get engaged. It's already a command that he told us to go to the highway and edges. He said to Moses, he said, like you saw me, right? As you saw that temple, that should say so be it, build that in like manner. So by the grace of God, we encourage ourselves. We encourage the teenager. We encourage the families as we go about witnessing. Same thing like you go to win a race. You go to a race. There's always a trophy. It creates a healthy, healthy competition. Amen? And it, so we shall establish that. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good. But if it's a teenager, when you go to an exam, when you ace your papers, how do you feel? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you ace your papers, don't you feel good, kids? Everybody feels good. So we're going to do that by the grace of God. Praise ye the Lord. You know, as I round up, the Lord is good. His thoughts towards us is always good. You see what I'm talking about? You have a vision. A tower. You have to be purpose-driven. It was number two. Number three, you have to pray continually. Number four, you have to plan and strategize. You progress with a determined resolve. Number six, prod yourself on. Encourage yourself. Encourage the people of God. And be a servant leader. Be a people servant. Amen. In this assembly, I think without a doubt, the leadership here, we do the work. Praise the Lord. If you're here this morning, and this is a little bit over, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. There's no other name given among men that man can be saved. Hallelujah. If you've not accepted him as your Savior, that is the first step to walk in that path, in that narrow path. See, broad is the way that leads to destruction, to hell. But narrow is the path. Narrow is the way that leads to heaven. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.